So, I mean, how do you first like hear about this? I mean, obviously, you're on Anchorage, right?
No, I'm not. I'm in the Portland area. So my mom called me and she started talking about how she was doing interviews and stuff like all day for her cookie business because they're signing with like Nestle Toll House apparently.
This is on Friday.
Yeah, and that was on Friday when she called me. And so then she asked me, she started talking about Mayor Berkowitz. And she told me that the journalist asked about Mayor Berkowitz. And then she was like, and that was the guy you were an escort for. And I said, no, that's not. And she was like, what? I thought that was. And I said, why would you think that? I never said that. I never even told you the man's name. And she said, well, he worked in politics and he was short. And I said, all I said was the man worked for the state. I never said he worked in politics. And yeah, a lot of people are short. That doesn't mean that that's the person. I never said that. And I was like, so you told a journalist that this mayor hired me as an escort? She goes, yeah, but I didn't use your name.
So this escort thing was a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, that was like in 2018.
Okay, so at that point, did you realize? At that point, there was probably she hadn't done that crazy video yet, the Maria
No,
Athens.
that was 2 years ago.
No, but when your mom told you about this interview with
Oh,
Maria
on
Athens, she hadn't
Friday?
done the crazy video yet where she claimed she had all these crazy claims.
No, when my mom was calling me, that's when she was making the video, is what I think. Because it was literally like 2 hours after my mom called me. My mom sent me a screen recording of the video.
So then you felt when you, I mean, I guess you probably saw it kind of take off and it was everywhere. Did you kind of, and you put those tweets out, so you felt it was like your responsibility to say, hey, this
I
wasn't.
felt horrible because my mom does this. She lies for attention and she makes up things for attention. There's no correlation between me being an escort and this story about the mayor maybe having in a scandal that the journalist mentioned. And the only correlation was just my mom being desperate for attention and like getting the attention during an interview. And so she just like ran with it because she was getting attention. And yeah,
So the other kind of twist I heard from somebody recently is that is her brother is Andy Criner, right?
Yeah.
So there was that whole thing in August with Criner's Diner and the kind of the shutdown, and he kind
Yeah.
of stayed out. I mean, are those related, do you think?
I have no idea. I genuinely don't know because like I had no idea who Ethan Berkowitz was when my mom mentioned his name. I didn't even know. I didn't know if he was a senator or a mayor or what. But then when I called some family members and friends of my mom about like what was happening, they told me that my mom like hates Ethan Berkowitz and talks about it all the time and like just genuinely hates that guy and like wants him out of office and like all this stuff. So I was like, oh, so he just like had it pretty much informant from the beginning, and then decided to just use that story and make it a whole thing. And she does it all the time where she gossips, but this time she just did it to the wrong person.
And this cookie thing, this is in the peninsula or it's in Anchorage or the business?
I don't know. She lived in the peninsula for a while, but I believe she's in the like Anchorage Eagle River area now.
So now is your, I mean, have you talked to your mom about that? I mean, what's your mom think about all this? Is she?
So, after I talked to my mom and kept trying to tell her that she needs to call the news station and she needs to tell people what actually happened and that it was the wrong guy, she told me she didn't want to get involved because it would make her business look bad. And then I waited. I just went to sleep because it was like getting late and I didn't know what to do. And so I went to sleep. And in the morning, I went on Twitter and I just looked up the words Anchorage mayor. And then I just saw tweet after tweet of people accusing him to be a pedophile, people accusing him of having pictures on a website. And I called my mom and I was like, what the hell? I thought you were going to fix this. And all these people are calling this man a pedophile and he didn't do anything. And she said that two police officers showed up at her house and started asking questions about me and where I was on Friday night. And she said she told the two police officers that she got the story wrong and that it wasn't Ethan Berkowitz and that she was sorry and that she wasn't going to give them my information. And then she, according to her, that was fixing it, and she was just no longer involved. And I asked her what was the whole, like, pictures things and pictures of him. And she said that, and this is where it gets foggy, because I'm just paraphrasing everything that my mom told me, by the way. So it's like, if these things aren't true, it's not my fault. My mom's a notorious, like, pathological liar. She's done this a lot. But
according to... You're estranged from your mom, it sounds like, or...
Yeah, I haven't talked to her since after she told me that apparently this Maria Athens lady was, like, in love with the mayor, and the Maria Athens lady said that it didn't matter if any of it was true because she had pictures of the mayor and that she would make it true herself. And I was like, this is way beyond me and I don't know what to do now. So then I blocked
her. Well, and the one picture that she, you know, you can't even tell who it is. It's a back, I mean, it's not even clear who it is really, so.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So I blocked my mother's number and haven't spoken to her. And then I posted the thread on Twitter. And then I just started linking the thread to people that were calling him a pedophile because I wanted them to know what actually happened. Because if my mom wouldn't have lied about this, like, she wouldn't have ever made these accusations on the news.
So you're pretty confident that the story happened on Friday about the cookie business. She told Maria this falsehood that you were an escort or there was something going on. And then Maria got convinced of this. And then later that day made this crazy video.
Yes. According to my mom, they had this interview about the cookies. And then she asked her about the mayor. And then my mom said, well, I know he likes young girls because my daughter was an escort for him. And then apparently Maria just, like, completely lost her mind and started saying that, sorry, my dog's scratching on my door, but started saying that she was in love with him and that she couldn't believe he hired an escort and that she wanted to, like, blow the case right open. And then apparently after that, they went to Kreiner's Diner and Maria called the mayor and started screaming at him and saying that he was a pedophile and that she knew what he'd done. He knew he sent someone pictures. And apparently, and this is all according to my mother.
This was from Kreiner's Diner?
This was in Kreiner's Diner. And according, after she got off the phone, my mother told her, like, that's not true. Why did you say that? And she said, well, I can make it true and ruin his life or whatever. And I think I sent you that screenshot, too, of what...
Yeah, the texts.
Yeah.
Wow. So just a totally wild weekend. I mean, everything was kind of just chugging along here. And then this happened on Friday and it's like, uprooted the whole city of Anchorage.
I doubt the cookie story is going to be run.
I was going to ask about the cookie story. What happened to the cookie? Cause she was, you know, she was arrested, Maria Athens.
Yeah, what I heard was that what my mother told me that the police told my mother was that she was an API because she assaulted an officer.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that she was, I don't know if it was an officer, but the report was she assaulted somebody and then she was arraigned on Saturday. And it's pretty, I mean, the whole thing is just totally, totally nuts. So
it's crazy. I just feel so bad because yes, obviously this woman, Maria, was like mentally ill, but none of this would have happened if my mom didn't lie to her and caused this mental break. Because, like, whether you're crazy or mentally ill or whatever you want to call it, hearing that someone you're having a relationship with hiring an escort sucks. It would make anyone super angry and lose their mind somewhat to a degree. Whether or not Maria was having an affair or whatever, none of that's my business, and I don't know anything about that. But I just know that my mom caused this woman to, like, completely lose her mind and lose her job and her career and affected the mayor's reputation. Like, it's all...
Well, I would say, really, honestly, good on you for coming out and saying this, because if you didn't do this, then I mean, your story made things so much clearer about what happened. And if you didn't do this, I don't think the public would have any idea about it.
Well, thank you. I just felt bad because, like, I want someone to tell her that Molly lied to her, that what she said wasn't true, because, like, she's still, like, screaming out that he's a pedophile. And there are people that are like sharing her video calling him a pedophile still. And there are people saying that it's like a conspiracy theory and that he's missing from the government or something now.
And that was the most disturbing part of about it was some of the comments and some of the shares were that was, and like you said earlier, I mean, this is a thing that comes out and, you know, the people see it and they believe what they believe. And it's reputationally not good, but yeah, some of the comments on there and some of the shares, some of the things were just very, very horrible.
Yeah, I just feel so, so bad for Ethan Berkowitz that these two crazy women decided to meet on Friday. That was really bad for him.
All about some cookie business, huh?
Yeah, about her cookie business. It's like an online business, and she puts booze in cookies. They're not bad.
Sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, they're not. Have like maple bacon with like whiskey, like they're good, but the business owner's batshit crazy, so just keep that in mind when you're buying cookies.
Well, I appreciate you chatting, and it's been very insightful and informative, so I'm gonna, thanks again, I'm gonna stop recording. Okay.
Yeah.